And you should never cease to pray for the children and pray for their teachers.
大家都可以見得到，其實我哋係真係好需要係為到啲細路仔同埋為到佢哋嘅教師嚟到祈禱。
Four days before Christmas.
仲有四日就到聖誕節啦。
Have you paused lately to check your blood pressure?
你有冇停過嚟去看看你的血壓而家係飆到幾高咧？
Is it going through the roof because of the stress of the season?
係咪因為平依幾日嘅壓力令到你血壓爆燈咧？
Or maybe it has nothing to do with the season.
或者可能同呢啲節日都冇關。
Maybe the cares and the concerns of your life is just weighing you down.
可能係你嘅生活上嘅憂慮令到你抬唔起頭做人。
And what does God have to say to us at a time like this?
呢個時候咁嘅時節，神會有咩同我哋講咧
？To us who are weary and heavy laden.
当我们现在这个担劳苦重担的时候
With all the weights that we are carrying
我们的肩头背负这么大的重担
God said to us this morning
主跟我们这样说
The child who was born for us on that Christmas day was born to shepherd us
为我们生的婴孩是来牧养我们的
That child was born to rule over us
是来统领我们的
And that child was born to save us.
出生是为拯救我们。
There are four Gospels who
有四个福音书
recorded the life of Christ.
我们叫做是基督的一生。
Mark draws our attention to the servanthood of Christ.
马可福音是着重到主他仆人的职分。
The Gospel of Mark is full of instances where Jesus is seen serving suffering humanity.
在马福音我们看到是耶稣他怎样是为到周围所受苦的人是付上他的努力
And Luke has an eye of a physician
而路加福音就是一个用一个医生的眼光是看这件事
And the Gospel of Luke highlights for us the humanity of Christ
他是显示出基督他人性的方面
And the Gospel of John focuses on the divinity of Christ
而约翰福音就是注重在耶稣基督他神圣那方面
And John emphasized the title Son of God
他的名号神的儿子
God becoming like man dwelling among us
神降生为人住在我们当中
But what about Matthew?
那马太福音说什么呢
Matthew pictures Jesus as a Messiah king
马太福音着重的就是他作为一个尼赛亚君王这个角色
Now we read thatChristmas narrative from Matthew just a moment ago.
咁我哋啱啱读咧，就喺经文嗰度读到耶稣降生嘅情景。
Magi, those who can read the signs from the stars, came to Jerusalem.
咁有几个占星家，佢哋系从天象嗰度得到启示嚟到耶路撒冷。
And what was the first thing they asked?
咁佢第一个嚟到问就系问咩问题咧
？Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?
那个要生来作犹太人的王在哪里
Now when Jews hear this phrase King of the Jews
当犹太人听到这个犹太人的王这个这样的名号的时候
They will be overcome with a mix of emotions
那他们的内心就很多很复杂的情绪出来了
Regret and nostalgia will flood over their mind right away
他们的他们怀旧他们的梦想他们的盼望即刻涌到心里
Because they remember they once had a glorious line of kings
因为他们记得他们在以前很久之前有很多君王是很好的
They remember David, they remember Solomon
他们记得大卫所罗门的日子
They remember they once knew power They knew prestige, they knew wealth They knew glory
他们当时有荣誉有权力有财富
But then after regret and nostalgia they will be overcome with an overwhelming sense of shame and pain
但接下来的他是连接的羞耻和痛苦
Because the glory and power of the king that they once had are no more
因为那些是很有权力很有财富势力的君王都已经过去了
When the Jews heard the Magi ask Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Not only did they not have a king
当他们听到犹太人的王 这个名号的时候，他们立刻想到现在我们都没有王了。
They didn't even have a nation they can call their own.
他们甚至连国家都没有。
Let alone a glorious kingdom.
不要说是一个荣耀的国度。
Because at the time that Jesus was born, the Jews were a subjugated people.
因为他当时是被统治、被殖民的地方。
And from regret, from nostalgia, from pain, from shame, they would have been overcome with a sense of longing and hope.
在这些这么复杂的情绪，他们是对过去的回想，现在的所受的羞辱，他其实是一个是在盼望这个君王的。
Because they remember God has spoken to them and promised them through the prophets.
因为他们记得神是对他们这个这样的应许。
David's line will never end.
大卫的后裔是不会完结的。
Their Messiah, their King will return.
大卫之后的尼赛亚君王一定会再来。
And he will return to the throne of David.
会重建大卫的王位。
Because the Jews will remember the words spoken by Micah, the prophet Micah, in chapter 5, if you would direct your attention to the screen.
因为他们记得在弥迦书，这个先知他在他的著作，弥迦书第五章那里这样讲过。
Let's read that together, please.
我们一同的诵读。
Shall we together, please? Marshal your troops, O city of troops.For a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek, in verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Let's read the Chinese together, if you will.
弥迦书第五章第一、第二节，我们一同的诵读。女子啊，现在你们要聚集成队。仇敌正在围攻我们，他们用杖击打以色列执政者的面颊。伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中虽然细小，必有一位从你那里出来，为我作以色列的统治者。他的根源从太初，从久古就有了。
Everyone knows verse 2, but hardly ever mention verse 1.
我们对弥迦书第五章第二节，我们成日都会读，但是我们很少读第一节的。
You know, what made the prophet Micah say something like that? The eternal king of Israel would be born in Bethlehem. What made him say that?
弥迦究竟他为什么会说这件事，就是说在伯利恒会有一个犹大君王出来呢？
Because of verse 1.
因为第一节的缘故。
Marshal your troops, O city of troops.
女子啊，你们要聚集成队。
For a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod.
因为仇敌正在攻击我们，他们用杖击打我们的王。
You know, it's unfortunate that the meaning, the true force of the verse is lost in translation in the Chinese.
但是很可惜，就是这个他第五章第一节，他当中的意思在通过翻译就没有了。
现在你要聚集成队，成队做什么？去打波吗？
You are not going to get as a team to play in the game.
That's what the Chinese translation said. We got to get together and get a team. Doing what? To play ball? The translation is lost.
那个中文的意思翻译不到出来啊。
The real meaning is 烽火已起了。The war is gathering. The beacon has been lit. Remember the movies? The beacons being lit. What does it mean by beacons being lit?
就是说那个烽火这个军号已经吹响了。
The sound of battles has already sounded.
战争的呼喊声已经听到了。
It's time to marshal, to mobilize your army and the chariots.
就是说现在其实是要叫所有人来参与这场的战争。
It is time to gather the army.
是要召集这队的军队。
Because a siege is being laid against us.
因为我们现在是被人围城。
It's a terrible thing to say about the birth of a baby.
但是这个对于宣讲一个婴儿降生是一个很难听的讯息。
It's language of war, it's language of siege.
是一个围城，一个战争的言语。
It's a language of famine, it's language of death.
当你被围城的时候，你就遇上饥荒，你遇上死亡。
And it is a language of national disgrace.
是一个国家的羞辱。
You see, Micah was born in Judah.
弥迦这个先知是在犹大出生的。
About 750 years before the birth of Christ.
主前750年出世。
So he was contemporary with Isaiah, with Hosea, and with Amos.
是跟阿摩斯、以赛亚、何西亚同时代的。
But why would Micah use such bloody and horrifying imagery to prepare verse 2 for the birth of Christ?
为什么他用一个战争、一个饥荒被围城的形象跟住先至讲君王嘅诞生。
Because Micah was talking about Jerusalem that will be under siege by the Babylonians.
因为佢首先系讲到嘅系话耶路撒冷系会被巴比伦围困。
The Jews will try to put up a defense against a besieging Babylonian army.
咁当后来巴比伦围困耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢哋里边嘅居民一定系起来反抗啦。
And that is why Micah say verse 1, "Marshal your troops, O city of troops."
所以咧，就而家喺第一節先講嘅話，你哋係要召集軍隊嚟到保衞你嘅城。
But the defense will be futile. The defense will be useless.
但係呢啲抵抗、呢啲防守係無用嘅。
Jerusalem will capitulate.
耶路撒冷一定會被攻陷。
Her last king Zedekiah will be blinded and exiled to Babylon.
最后一个王西底家就是被刺盲去伤跟住是掳到巴比伦。
And the Jews will be slaughtered.
很多犹太人被杀。
And those few who survive will be led as exiles and slaves away to Babylon.
咁剩低嘅余民就会被拉到、被捉到去巴比伦成为奴隶。
The land of Judah will be laid waste.
犹大地就会荒凉。
The city wall of Jerusalem will be torn to pieces.
而整个耶路撒冷的城墙就会被拆毁。
The temple, the glorious temple will be burned down.
圣殿被烧。
And the Jews will cease to be a nation.
犹大人不再成为一个王国。
And the Babylonians will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod.
所以这里他就说，他这个外邦的人就是要打、刮打以色列。執政者即係佢王佢塊面。
Can you imagine Khrushchev or Putin coming to Washington and slap our president on the face？
有冇諗過普京或者克魯曉夫嚟美國刮我哋嘅總統一巴咧
？That's what verse one is saying。
第一次就係講啲咁嘅。
Can you imagine the regret, the nostalgia, the shame and the pain of these Jews？
你可以想象到當時佢哋嘅人所受到嘅羞辱係幾咁大
？And they hear this phrase: Where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews？
咁所以佢又當我哋諗話猶大人降生的王是在哪裏？當你諗嘅時候，你諗到佢哋心情係幾咁
？They have been remembering, they have been asking, where is God when we needed Him the most?
所以換句話嚟講，就話當我哋需要耶和華嘅時候，究竟佢喺邊咧
？Where is God's salvation?
神嘅救贖喺邊度
？Where is God's deliverance?
神嘅拯救、神嘅釋放喺邊度
？When will God restore us to His love?
神几时会重建佢对我哋嘅爱
？Where is God's promised redemption？
佢所应许嘅救赎喺边度咧
？Where is God's promised Messiah？
佢所应许嘅君王嚟咗未咧
？Where？
在哪里
？And the answer is in verse 2.
所以第二节就有咁嘅答案。
Oh, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, but out of you will come for me one who will rule over Israel.
所以第二節就是這個的答案，就是伯利恒以法他，你在猶大諸城中至少的，但必有一位從你那出來作以色列統治者。
God's promise Messiah King will come.
他說過尼賽亞王一定會來。
And when he does come, what will he do for God's people?
他來的時候會做什
麼？ And that is in verse 4 and 5 if you will look at your screen. Verse 4 and 5 I thank you Luke so much, because Micah is very difficult to findZechariah is also very difficult to find. That's why we have it up there. Let's read verse 4 together, please.
我们同读第四节。
He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. Let's read that in Chinese, please.
第四节，我们一同诵读。他必站立起来。
Let's do it together again. 第一次，第四节再来一次。君王与为民的地位和功用，他必站立起来，靠着耶和华的能力， 靠着耶和华他神之名的威严，牧养他的羊群，他们必然安居，因为那时他必尊大，直到地极。 Christ will be the Messiah King.
基督就会是这个弥赛亚君王。
Because he was born, he was born to shepherd God's people.
因为他出生是要牧养和成为他们的王。
Isaiah will say the same thing.
以赛亚都是讲同一样的事。
Verse 4, chapter 40, verse 11.Chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 7. It will be up there too. There it is. Let's read that again. 以赛亚说, He tends his flock like a shepherd. There's a song that beautifully expresses the message of the prophets.
有一首好嘅诗歌系代表达咗呢一段经文嘅意思。
And may I draw your attention to that special music?
咁啊，希望系可以听一听呢段嘅。
Because we all need a good shepherd. Because we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We might not think we are lost. We like to think we know where we are going in life. We like to think that we are intelligent, that we are self-sufficient. We like to think that we are in control of every aspect of our lives. We like to think we are independent. We think we know what is best for us. We think we know where we are going in life, therefore we need no shepherd to control us. But is it really true?
是不是事实是这样
呢? Those of us who say, I got it all together, you don't need Christ.
有很多人或者会跟你说，我什么都有了，我不需要基督。
If you can say, Pastor, I got it all together, you don't need a shepherd for life.
又或者有人跟牧师说，我现在什么都有了，我不需要有个牧羊人带领。
But if you are honest about yourself,
但如果我们对自己诚实的话，
and you see that I'm just like a sheep who need a shepherd,
但如果我们对诚实的话，我们其实都好像一样需要一个牧人。
Then Christ is the shepherd king who was born for you.
而基督就是一个牧者王来到带领我们。
Are you like a sheep?
你是不是一只羊呢?
Do you need Christ to shepherd you?
你需不需要一个，需不需要基督来到牧养你?
Are you like a sheep who has a hard time learning lessons of life?
或者我们好像一只羊一样，经常在生命里面跌跌撞撞。
I read that sheep are the dumbest.
我听在认识到，即是羊其实是最蠢的。
I read that they are the most stubborn of animals.
而且很硬颈。
I read that they never learn.
他们常常都很学不识东西。
Now I confess that I did not grow up a shepherd. I haven't been around with sheep very much.
所以我承认我自己不是一个牧羊人，我也不是跟羊打很多交道。
But I can tell you, I've been to circuses.
但我是去过很多即是马戏团。
Have you ever been to a circus?
大家有去过马戏团看表演
呢? Have you ever seen trained sheep performing?
有没有见过人是会训练羊去表演的呢?
I have seen birds trained to talk.
那你见过即是譬如鹦鹉它会懂得讲嘢啦?
I have seen dogs trained to guide and to guard.
咁或者你見過導盲犬受訓練可以帶領一啲嘅盲有需要嘅人。
I have seen cats learn to do tricks。
咁或者貓都可以即係表演一啲把戲俾你睇。
I have seen lions and tigers learn to jump through hoops。
咁或者你見過老虎或獅子跳過啲火圈。
I have seen elephants train to dance far better than I can dance。
咁甚至大笨象咧係識跳舞。
But I have never seen sheep train to do anything。
但係羊你係諗唔到佢可以表演乜嘢。
Now honestly。Are we like sheep who has a hard time learning?
其实大家是不是好像羊一样很难去学一些这些技巧
呢? Now, I'm not talking about your professional skills.
我现在不是讲你们即是职业上所需要的知识或者技术。
I am talking about learning to live the joyful, victorious life that Christ promised us.
而是说耶稣所我们去学过一个耶稣基督所应许给我们一个充满喜乐
When was the last time we learned to live in such victory as Christ promised?
上一次几时是活出一个得胜的生命，是一个耶稣基督所应许的呢?
When was the last time we insist on our own way?
上一次我们几时是坚持己见?
We are like sheep in need of Christ the shepherd king.
其实我们每个人都好像一只羊一样需要我们的牧者。
I read that sheep are very dirty and smelly.
羊呢也是一阵一阵除的。
Now that I can tell you is true.
咁你依个亦都系即系依个唔使讲，你都会知啦。
Because when my children, when our children were young, my wife and I like to take them to petting zoos often.
咁咧，当我哋细路仔细嘅时候咧，我哋好中意带佢去嗰啲叫做 petting zoo， 即系可以摸啲动物嘅地方。
And I know sheep are smelly and dirty.
哇！啲羊啲味咧系好鬼大阵嘅。
I don't like to touch them.
咁我唔中意摸佢。
No matter how gentle and how cute they may be.
他们看上来好像真的很可爱这样。
Because I know their plumbing system. They have no automatic flush.
那就是其实我知道那阵味仍然是不散的。
Now I know sheep may not be the dirtiest of animals. I suppose all animals are like that.
那其实呢即你说羊有阵味，其实可能其他动物都很大阵除。
Well, maybe except cats. I don't know. I never had cats.
或者猫可能会没那么犀利。
Now isn't that a good description of us all?
咁其實呢個係咪對我哋一個好好嘅提示呢?
When Christ talk about a shepherd king, he's talking about believers. You see, after all, we have been cleansed from our sins long time ago.
嗱，佢當佢講到我哋係羊嗰時，其實我哋諗下，我哋自己好似係已經係歸入基督，已經係被洗淨啦。
Even after we have been forgiven,
雖然我哋係得蒙赦免
，we still return to our old habits, don't we?
我哋仍然係。翻翻到我哋嘅恶习当中
，We refuse to change clothes, don't we?
我哋成日都唔想换衫
，We insist on wearing our old clothes.
我哋经常会将旧嘅衫、旧嘅罪过披在身上。
If you ever know me, I insist on wearing old clothes.
如果你 識我嘅話，你覺得我都其實著過幾都著嚟著去都嗰啲衫。
This is about 25 years.
咁呢件衫啊，25年到啦。
I'm talking about us all.
我其實都係講緊自己。
Because we insist on wearing our old flaws.
因為我哋經常都將自己嘅舊嘅罪性都係堅持唔肯改。
We insist on keeping our old personalities and temperaments.
我哋甚至係堅持自己嘅習性，自己以往嘅性格。
We insist on keeping our old attitude.
甚至我哋以前嘅態度。
No matter how many times we confess in our prayers.
雖然我哋喺神面前承認咗幾多次嘅罪過。
We just turn around and we go back to the same thing.
我哋轉個頭就行翻同一條路。
Just like sheep, we like to wander off frequently.
我哋就好似羊咁樣，經常係周圍亂咁走。
And no matter how many times we have been brought back because of the grace of God that we praise, Amen.
雖然我哋因著神嘅恩典好多次都被挽回，我哋甚至祈禱講話阿門。
We just don't learn very well.
我哋其實都唔會好好咁樣學到呢一樣嘢。
We all like sheep in need of a good shepherd king.
我哋都好像羊一樣，需要一個牧者，好似一個王咁樣帶領我哋。
Sheep are totally defenseless and vulnerable and get hurt.
羊是完全無助，不能防衛自己嘅。
You notice the Bible never say that we are like rams.
聖經裏面或者會講話，即係有啲我哋好似一啲有角嘅羊咁樣。
Okay, rams have big horns on the head。
咁如果你見過呢啲大嘅山羊咧，其實佢哋啲角係好大嘅。
And rams butt others with their horns。
咁咧，佢哋咧經常用個角咧係對撞。
And the Bible never say we like rams that we can defend ourselves。
佢冇話，佢聖經冇話過我哋好似嗰啲大山羊嗰啲可以防保護自己。
Cat will scratch。
咁貓咧或者有爪可以爪。
Dog will bite。
狗會咬。
Bird will peck。
咁咧，甚至雀仔可能揾個嘴嚟到啄。
Oh, but sheep, they are so top heavy with spiny little legs.
但其實你諗下，羊咧，佢身重又腳輕。
If you don't think so, you go to valley, you go get a leg of lamb, right? Nothing but bones down here.
如果你去買嘢買羊肉嘅話，你見到羊腳咧，其實下面係得骨冇肉嗰啲。
And they are slow and they have no camouflage.
咁咧，即係成身白雪雪，冇啲咩保護色。
And they're just out there calling to wolves and coyotes, eat me, eat me, eat me。
咁佢哋喺草原嗰度叫咧，你諗下，即係其實係對啲狼啊，或者係土狼咧喺度叫話，嚟啊，我食我啊，食我啊。
Now aren't we all like sheep？
係咪我哋好似羊一樣
？We keep calling out to Satan, the prowling lion, eat me, eat me。
就好似對住咆哮嘅獅子撒旦咁樣講話，嚟啊，食我啊。
Don't we need the good shepherd？
我哋系咪需要一个好嘅牧人
？To shield us from evil，
将我哋从邪恶中保护
，and to bind our wounds，
同埋将我哋摆埋一齐。
Sheep are easily frightened and confused，
佢哋好容易受吓嘅。
It doesn't take much to spook a flock of sheep。
你其实如果你想去吓一班羊咧，其实唔需要做好多嘢。
And once they are frightened, they don't know where to turn, they don't know where to go。
你如果你嚇一隻或者嚇少少驚嚇佢哋咧，佢已經唔知道點好啦。
And they follow whoever is in front of them。
咁咧，佢哋就跟住第一隻咧，就會開始走噶啦。
And they run right into danger。
咁咧就會開始亂咁走，就去咗邊度都唔知道。
Now aren't we all like sheep？
我哋就好似羊一樣。
Easily frightened, easily confused。
好容易被驚嚇，好容易被迷惑。
We don't know where to turn. We don't know what direction to go。
我哋唔知道應該走去邊。
Whoever is in front of us talk the loudest, we just follow。
我哋跟住最大声嗰个跟佢。
Don't we all need a good shepherd to guide us and to protect us？
我哋都需要一个牧者嚟到系保护我哋，带领我哋。
The child who was born in Bethlehem was born to shepherd us。
呢个降生嘅婴孩就系成为一个牧人嚟到保护我哋。
We who are so slow to learn。
我哋一班学嘢咁慢嘅人。
We who are so unpresentable。
我哋甚至系不体面嘅。
We who are so helpless and defenseless and so wounded。
我哋无助，我哋容易受伤害。
We who are so confused, we who are so frightened。
我哋容易受惊吓，容易受迷惑。
We all like sheep, we all need to return to the pen, the sheep pen。
我哋都好似羊一样，其实我哋要翻到羊圈里边。
Where Christ, the Shepherd King, can tend you, can feed you, to care for you like a shepherd。
咁咧，基督就好似一个牧羊咁样嚟到，可以照顾我哋，嚟到喂养我哋。
So come to Christ, the Shepherd King。
所以劝你哋系嚟到呢个基督我哋嘅牧者。
Not occasionally。
唔系一时一时一。
Not on the day we remember His birth。
Because
it's not just one day we need a shepherd. But consistently let the shepherd king cradle you in his arms. And lead you gently through. The Magi asked, where is the one who has been born the king of the Jews? And the Jews will remember not only the word of Micah, they will remember also the word of Zechariah.
他們一聽到之後,
they will remember Zechariah said in chapter 9, verses 9 and 10.
在撒加利亚书第九章第十章这样讲到,
it's not a verse that we read very often. We usually read it in Palm Sunday, but we don't know that it's from Zechariah.
我们其实读这段经文呢, 我们很多时候不是在圣诞节读, 我们会是在中树节的时候读的。
Let's read that together.
我们在撒加利亚书第九章,
together please. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Let's read that in Chinese together,
please. 撒加利亚书第九章第九节第十节，我们一同诵读第九节咁样讲：锡安的居民啊，要大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的居民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你这里了，他是公义的，是得胜的，他又是温柔的，他骑着驴，骑的是小驴。 第十节，我必从以法莲除掉战车，从耶路撒冷除掉战马，从弓必要除掉。他要向列国宣讲和平，他的统治权必从这海伸延到那海，从幼发拉底河直到地极。
The king was born to shepherd us.
降生嚟牧养我哋嘅王。
The king was also born to rule over us. And just like the prophecy spoken by Micah, the prophecy of the ruling king was spoken to comfort a broken heart, the broken heart of a hopeless nation. O daughter of Zion, daughter of Jerusalem, that means Judah.
第九节说，锡安的居民，犹耶路撒冷的居民，其实就系讲犹大全地。That
means God's people.
神的子民。
And when Zechariah spoke this exhilarating word, rejoice greatly.
撒加利亚这里讲到，应当欢呼，是一个很大的喜乐。
Were they celebrating July 4th?
是不是好像7月4日国庆那样呢？
The people had just returned from their exile in Babylon.
写的时候，其实是讲当时
They had started rebuilding the temple, but they couldn't finish. They could not complete it. The wall of Jerusalem still lay in ruin. The Jews may have returned from their exile, but they continue to be the laughing stocks of all the nations around them.
雖然他們回到猶大地方，但在周圍的地方，他們成為其他人的笑柄。
God's people may have returned, but they had no reason to cheer.
他們雖然回到，但其實他們沒有什麼值得開心的原因。
They were dejected with very little hope.
他們心裡是很多的抱怨，沒什麼希望。
Their kings no longer sat on their throne.
他們的王不再王位。
And their priests no longer led worship. And in the midst of this gloom and darkness, God continued to assure them, rejoice, rejoice greatly, there is reason to rejoice.
但在这个时候，他们回归初期，神藉着先知向他们宣讲，说你们应当喜乐。
Because look, behold, your king is coming, he is returning.
因为他说你的王必要归来。
And he will bring peace to the people of God. He will take away the chariots from Ephraim.
必从以法莲除掉战车。
He will take away the war horses from Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷除掉战马。
And he will break the battle bows.
征战的弓必要除掉。
Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem.
向耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
That her warfare is finished, accomplished, done, no more.
他的战争，他的罪孽已经圆满了。
And this Messiah King, he will shepherd God's people, and he will rule over God's people with peace and justice and salvation.
这个弥赛亚君王会是统治万民，是以一个和平来到统治他们。
And his rule will extend from sea to sea.
他的国从这海必伸延到那海。
And from the rivers to the ends of the earth.
从幼法拉底河直到地极。
And the kingdom this Messiah King brings.Will be perfect in righteousness.
而这个弥赛亚国度会是一个完全的公义的国度。
Will be perfect in salvation and perfect in peace.
会是一个完全的平安。
And not only perfect in character.
不单止他的性格是完美的。
But will be perfect in extent 范围。
他的范围亦都是完美的。
From sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth.
从这海到那海，从河直到地极。
That means the kingdom of this Messiah King will no longer be limited to a small locality called Judah.
即是说他这个国度不是只是再局限在犹大这个地方。
No longer be limited to a very small group of people called Jews.
就不亦都不单止局限于一细班的人，譬如一班犹太人。
But will extend universally to all people, to all nations.
是一种伸延到万民。
And all men and all nations shall gather from all corners of the world and come into the kingdom of this Messiah King.
从地极所有人都会聚集来归到这个弥赛亚的国度里面。
If they will place their hearts and will under Christ through faith.
如果他们是将他们的心放在基督里面。
There the kingdom of Christ, there the kingdom of God will rule.
那耶稣基督他的国度就会统治。
And wherever Christ rules, there is righteousness.
无论哪里是耶稣基督所统治的地方，那里就是有
义、公义、神接纳。Wherever Christ rules, there is salvation.
有耶稣基督统治的地方就是有拯救。
Wherever Christ rules, there is peace and joy of salvation.
耶稣基督统治的地方就有平安有喜乐。
Christians' life are ruled by Christ, right?
我们基督徒的生命是耶稣基督所统治，是不是？
But why is it then Christians do not live lives of righteousness and peace?
但是为什么我们没办法活出一个公义、一个和平的生命呢？
Why is it that Christians do not live in the peace and joy that salvation brings?
但是为什么救恩所应许带来的平安喜乐我们活不出来呢？
Because we only pay lip service to the rule of Christ.
因为我们只是口唇说我们承认耶稣基督这个国度。
But in reality, we insist on living free of his rule.
但其实我们生活是没有他的存在。
I suppose it's understandable for us Americans to have a hard time living under the rule of a king.
我想对于美国人来说，我们很难想象在一个国王统治之下是一个什么回事。
You know, we Americans don't like kings.
我们美国人不喜欢有皇帝。
You know, not long ago that we kicked a king out of our system.
我们在很久之前就即不是很久了，就将我们的王是隔扯了。
No, 238 years ago, you know, we declared independence from the king.
我们在200多年前，我们在英王手里面夺取我们的独立。
We have a document that most of us remember only a few words.
或者在我们的一份很著名的文件，我们可能只是记得几个字。
We only remember that it says somewhere up there in the beginning,All men are created equal.
咁啊，即系喺某一度就话，即系世人生而平等。
But very, very few really know and understand what the real content of the Declaration of Independence.
但系其实我哋对于独立宣言其他里边所讲嘅，其实我哋都系一知半解。
You know, our Declaration of Independence is really, really a long list of grievances against King George of Britain.
咁其实咧，独立宣言咧系。是对英王乔治三世的一个发脾气的一个宣言。
We blame him for everything.
我哋乜都闹鬼佢，埋怨佢。
We Americans like to live free，
因为我哋美国人系中意自由。
Free from the rule of any single person，
我哋唔想喺一个人嘅奴役之下，我哋嘅统治之下过活。
And that includes Christ the King。
咁其实亦都反映喺我哋心里边，其实我哋都唔想基督嚟到统治我哋。
That is why we don't live the kind of victory, the kind of joy and peace。That Christian life promises.
所以我哋就冇办法活出基督所应许俾我哋嘅得胜嘅生命。
If you are like sheep who are confused and frightened, in need of cleansing.
当你好似一只羊咁，所以喺一个迷惑、一个惊恐嘅时候，或者需要系被洁净嘅时候。
Come to Christ today and every day, and let Him shepherd you.
咁所以我哋系每日需要嚟到基督嗰度，系俾佢。
If you are only paying lip service to the rule of Christ, let Him come and rule over the fullness of your heart without bargain.
其实我们更加应该是将我们全心摆上是给他带领。
Let Him rule over the fullness of your mind without reservation.
我哋应该将我哋全心全意系摆到系俾到佢管治。
See the degrees of righteousness in our lives, the degree of joy from our salvation.
我哋生命里边有几多公义，有几多平安喜乐，到个咩程度咧
？The degree of peace in our heart has everything to do with the fullness of the rule of Christ over us.
我哋生命里边有几多平安喜乐，其实就系关乎于我哋有几多。
That child was born to shepherd us.
这个孩童生来是要牧养我们。
That child was born to rule over us.
他也是要统领我们。
That child was born also to save us.
他也是出生来到拯救我们。
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. This is in Matthew chapter 1.
在马太福音第一章那里，天使向约瑟显现。
He said, the angel said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife.
在
Matthew chapter 1, it should be verse 20-21.
大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管放胆把你的妻子玛利亚娶过来。
Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
因为她所怀的人是从圣灵来的。
She will give birth to a son.
她必生一个儿子。
And you are to give him the name Jesus.
你要给他起名作为耶稣。
Yeshua.
约书亚咁解。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
因为他要把自己的子民从罪恶中救出来。
You are to give him the name Yeshua.
你要给他取名为耶稣或者约书亚。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
因为他会是从他子民从罪中拯救出来。
See, the Jewish world that Christ was born into wanted a political savior.
在当时犹太人他们所盼望的一个弥赛是一个政治上的君王。
The Jews wanted a liberator who will free them from Roman domination.
他们希望一个弥赛君王是将他们从罗马统治中解救出来。
The Jewish world that Christ was born into wanted a military savior.
是一个军事上的领袖。
The Jews wanted a warrior king.
犹太人希望一个战士式的君王。
A warrior king who would lead them to victories on the battlefields.
希望他是从战场上为他们带来胜利。
But God said, what this sin-sick world needs the most above all else is liberation from their sins.
但是神跟他们说，在这个罪恶满盈的世界，他们更加需要的是从罪中得拯救。
Liberation from the consequences of sin.
从罪的后果当中解放出来。
So that my people may be free from the debt of sins that they need to pay.
所以他们的人可以从他的罪债当中得到赦免。
Liberation from the punishment of sins.
从罪的惩罚当中得到自由。
So that they may be free from the death penalty that our sins deserve.
所以他们可以从我们因罪而应得的死刑当中得到解放。
Liberation from the righteous demand of God's justice.
从神他对公义的要求当中我们得到解放。
So that someone else may meet the demand on our behalf.
而另外一个人就会代替我们去承受这个的罪债。
Liberation from the enmity of God.
From 神从神的
敌视
当中是 解救出来。
So that sinners like us may be reconciled with him.
所以我哋可以同神系能够和好。
That is what the sin-sick world need above all else.
所以呢个先至系一个罪恶满盈嘅世界，先至系最需要。
See, the glory of this king was not found in victories on the battlefield.The glory of this king is found on the cross. The glory of this king is found in that empty tomb. This child was to be given the name Yeshua, which means he saves. Jesus saves by being the sin offering on our behalf.
他怎样拯救啊？他成为我们罪的献祭。
Jesus saves by satisfying God's demands of justice on our behalf.
他拯救是他用的方法，就是满足神对公义的要求。
Jesus saves by taking up the penalty of sins on our behalf.
他为我们背上这个死罪。
Jesus saves by earning God's forgiveness on our behalf.
他为我们赚取神对我们的宽恕。
That child that was born, he finished the work of salvation.
他完成了所有救赎的工作。
But the benefits of salvation, is it ours to possess?
但是这个我们所得到赦免的这个祝福，我们是不是能够完全拥有呢？
The benefits of the salvation is ours to possess only if we will receive him.
我们得到这个赦罪的祝福，除非是被他所统领我们。
Only if we will receive him as our Savior and King.
我们在心里面接受他成为我们的救主，成为我们的王。
See, from the moment Jesus was born to the moment he died, the world did not receive him.
咁从佢耶稣从出生到佢死嘅时候，这个世界都冇接受过佢。
The innkeeper did not receive him. Herod did not receive him.
希律王那个，甚至那个旅馆的主人都没有接待过他。
The religious leadership did not receive him.
宗教领袖没有接待过他。
Now, Jesus' friends and people who knew him did not receive him.
耶稣他的朋友，甚至周围所认识的人都没有好好的接待过他。
If you're not accepted in your own town, you'll go out of town.
如果你在本地不受欢迎的话，那你就去第二地方。
You go somewhere else where people will not treat you with contempt because of familiarity.
咁或者你喺一个你出世地方，人人都好轻视你，因为退太熟，咁你咪去第二个地方咯。
So Jesus went to a foreign town named Gerasene。
边度？
格拉森。
咁咧，佢所以就去咗一个另外一个镇，就叫格拉森呢个地方。
And the people did not receive him either。
咁但系嗰度地方啲人都唔接待佢。
Very few people receive Christ。
好少人接受佢。
But is it true that absolutely no one received him?
咁其實係咪每個人都唔接受佢咧
？Not true. A lot of people received him.
其實當時都有好多人係接受佢。
A lot of people received Christ with faith.
好多人係憑信心接受佢。
A lot of people received Christ with confession of sins.
佢哋認罪接受主耶穌。
A lot of people received Christ by confession that they need forgiveness.
佢哋認罪承認自己係需要被赦免。
And everyone who ever received him were eternally blessed.
当他们是接受了主耶稣，他们是永远的得到祝福。
The shepherds received him.
牧羊人是敬拜他，接受他。
The shepherds have room in their schedule for Christ.
他们甚至是牧羊的时候，他们都可以有时间去探望他。
And they were blessed by seeing the glory of God.
他们是见到神的荣光。
The wise man had room for Christ.
那些占星家他们是 有时间有可以见到他。
And they were blessed with the privilege of offering gifts to him.
他们因所以就得到这个奉献他们的礼物，这个福分。
Many others received Christ.
很多很多人都其实是接受主耶稣。
And everyone were blessed by God's forgiveness.
每个人接受他都是得到神的。
And everyone who received Christ were blessed by God's eternal life.
每个接受他的人都是得到这个永生。
And if you
如果你
will have room in your heart for Christ,
如果你心里面是有位置为耶稣留的话，
Not just one day out of the year,
不是只是一日。
If you truly have him in your heart as king, as savior, as shepherd,
如果你在心里面有位置给他作王作 救赎主作你嘅牧者。
You will come to him in every moment of life.
你会每时每刻嚟到佢面前。
And confess your need for him.
对佢承认你嘅需要。
If you will receive him by faith.
如果你因信心接受佢嘅话。
I'm not talking about mental agreement.
就呢个唔系只系话头脑上嘅同意。
Most people agree that he's savior of the world.
咁好多人或者系只系谂就话，哦，当然啦，佢系呢个世上嘅救赎主。
But if you will submit your life to the cross,
但系你有冇将你嘅生命降服交喺十字架面前咧
？Accept the gift that he died for you on the cross.
接受佢喺十字架上为你死呢个咁嘅礼物。
If you will come to him, receive him by the submission of your will.
系以你以你这个
心智
上的放下来接受。
And that by your will, you do trust him to be your savior.
以你心智你选择去承认他，去接受他。
You see, this savior king did not ask us for perfection today.
他没有要求我们成为完美。
He asked us admission and submission.
他要我们的是降服，要我们的是承认接受他。
Admission that you need him as your sin bearer.
接受他成为你代罪的祭。
And submission that you will live under his kingship.
而你的心智降服在他面前让他成为你的王。
And submission that you will trust in his substitution that you may win God's forgiveness.
降服你的心智，信接受佢系成为你代罪嘅赎祭。
And this is an invitation from God to you.
咁呢个咧系神对你的邀请。
It's not only a baby party.
呢个唔系只系一个迎接初生婴儿的一个派对。
This day is a day of invitation.
今日系一个邀请嘅日子。
If you will receive God's invitation,
如果你接受神对你的邀请的话，
God says, "Let me be your shepherd to guide you through life."
神同你讲话，让我成为你的牧人，带领你一生。
Let me be the king who rule over your life.
让我成为你心里边的王，带领你统治你。
Let me be the savior who will lead you through all eternity.
让我成为你的救赎者，让我带你进入永恒。
Now, if you would accept this invitation,
如果你接受这个的邀请的话，
God promised to all who receive him,
神就会对所有这些接受他的人有一个这样的应许。
To all who receive him, to all who believe in his name,
相信他的人，接受他的人，他有这样的应许。
It gives them the right to become children of God.
他们就被称为神的儿女。
Don't stand.From the outside,
不要再站在外围站。
Looking in the blessing that God's children enjoy.
在外面看，只是看里面有多快乐。
I know there are only one or two of you who have been standing outside, looking in for so many years.
或者在我们当中有一些人是，就是这么多年来都在外围在望入来。
Christians are not perfect.
基督徒不会是完美的了。
But we do enjoy the blessing of being God's children.
但是其实我们是好享受神作为我哋父亲，我哋成为佢儿女呢个咁嘅福分。
Come into the kingdom of Christ. Come into the rule of Christ.
进入基督嘅国度。
And enjoy the blessing that God has for His children.
你就会得到佢所应许俾佢儿女嘅福分。
Make that decision today.
愿你系今日作出呢个决定。
Thank you. Thank you so much.